After an exciting regular season that saw a collapse by the New York Mets down the stretch that was more embarrassing than
Fidel Castro at a graduation ceremony?
Yes.
And at least four division races being determined in the final week of the season.
We were left to wonder if baseball had blown its wad before the playoffs had even begun.
It's the Sports Brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar.
But upon further examination, it's clear to us why the general public doesn't seem to care about these first-round matchups. There are no good rivalries.
The playoff series everyone wants to see is a Red Sox-Yankees matchup that won't even come into the American League Championship Series.
Provided the Red Sox get past a feisty Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim team.
And the Yankees defeat the solid pitching of the Cleveland Indians and the ghost of Bob Uecker.
Another Yankees-Red Sox playoff series has networks and baseball fans alike drooling more than
Kevin Federline in a custody hearing?
Exactly.
Why, you ask? It's the rivalry. The history of crushing defeats and come-from-behind victories, the last-second heroics and devastating mental lapses, and that's just the beginning.
The Yankees-Red Sox rivalry extends beyond the foul lines.
It's about New Yorkers treating Boston like a second-rate city. It's about Eastern Seaboard bragging rights, pasta, dialects.
It's about chowder.
And it's why, if it happens, we'll be all tuning in to watch.
But we shouldn't have to wait to the next round of the playoffs to feel the heat and passion of a torrid rivalry.
Jason and I believe that with some minor tweaking
and a gross exaggeration of the facts,
we can manufacture rivalries in these first series to rival even the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry.
Let's begin with Cleveland, New York.
Or as we like to call it, the Great Museum Matchup. If I had a nickel for every time a curator at New York's Guggenheim Museum made disparaging remarks about Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'd be... well, a Guggenheim.
When C.C. Sabathia takes the mound against the Yanks, in our minds, he's not just pitching for his team or even the city of Cleveland. He's pitching to preserve the sanctity of Rick Nielsen's five-necked guitar exhibit.
When people start trash-talking about how much better the celebrity who narrates their respective museum headset walking tour is, we will know that the rivalry is in full effect. Let's move on to Chicago, Arizona.
Or as we like to call it, the Battle of Humidity.
It's hot in Phoenix.
But it's a dry heat, a fact that Diamondback fans won't ever let you forget.
It's bad enough that the folks on Waveland Avenue outside of Wrigley Field on Chicago's north side are bundled up in October like they're
extras in the movie 8 Below?
Yes.
But the fact that the Diamondback Stadium has a hot tub right behind the right field wall with scantily clad Diamondback fans gallivanting around like it's the middle of summer just pour salt in a weather wound that's deeper than
a Deepak Chopra speech.
Yeah.
Hey, Chicago, your weather's diversity gives you character. Character you should be rubbing in the Arizona Diamondback fans' faces. When someone takes a punch over barometric pressure, the conditions will be right for a perfect Chicago-Arizona rivalry storm.
Finally, let's take a look at the Colorado Rockies-Philadelphia Phillies series.
We see this matchup as a classic philosophical war, a battle of lifestyles.
Fit versus fat.
Cliff Bar versus cheesesteak.
Mork versus Rocky.
Which really boils down to your classic class struggle.
Rich Coloradoans in their ski chalets looking down on working-class Philadelphians literally from a higher altitude.
And if that's not enough, Denver and Chicago can slug it out over who has a worse airport.
Chicago Midway excluded, of course. Well, there you have it. Three first-round playoff series made more interesting by heightening the rivalries.
This should be more than enough fuel to get you to that Yankees-Red Sox matchup the sports world so fiercely awaits.
But if the Angels beat the Red Sox, and the Indians take down the Yankees, and Cleveland faces off against L.A., we'll be ready.
Ready to stoke the flames of the long-awaited Drew Carey standoff. Sitcom Drew versus
Price is Right Drew.
Randy and Jason Sklar, brothers, but not rivals. You can check them out in a new online series called Layers. It's at the comedy website superdeluxe.com.